recently, like just a few moments ago, the Land O'Lakes Studios. That's what we're called now. And Lydia Botham is from Land O'Lakes, where she's the Director of Public Relations and, of course, the foundation. Good morning, Lydia.
Good morning, Dave.
This partnership was pretty exciting. Thank you.
This is very exciting. We are thrilled to be partnering with WCCO Radio and Land O'Lakes, two brands that have been in the Twin Cities for over 90 years, and excited to kick it off today and talk more about agriculture and agriculture stories and things that are going on here in the state of Minnesota.
I had mentioned before the break the amount of money that agriculture produces in the state, and it's really a mind-bending.
It is mind-bending. It's over $75 billion in output impact from agriculture in the state of Minnesota, and over 340,000 jobs are related to agriculture. So it's a very exciting time for agriculture. A lot of growth is going on, new technologies, new innovations. So it's on a huge growth trajectory, and we're excited to have this partnership. We'll be talking more about those stories and things that are going on in agriculture.
Yeah, we're looking forward to a lot of things that we're going to be able to do together now with Land O'Lakes and the WCCO studios together. One of the interesting items I brought up to you, and I want to mention it, because we think of Land O'Lakes, a lot of times we think of butter. It's a lot more than that.
That's right, Dave, and that we get that so often. Land O'Lakes, the butter company, which is very true, and we're very proud of our dairy roots, and that's how we got started in 1921. However, we're much more than that today. We're also involved in the entire process of food production. So it's also seed and crop inputs, and we also have animal nutrition. So our brands in that area are the Purina Animal Nutrition brand, and then our Winfield Solutions business, Winfield, which is seed and crop inputs, and all the things around precision agriculture that farmers have today to graze their crops. Very exciting time in the seed and agriculture area.
Your CEO, Chris Polozinski, who's a wonderful guy, gets a call from the Secretary of State at the time, Hillary Clinton, when the United Nations was meeting, and asked him to come out and address a group out there. It's pretty impressive. And it was interesting what you guys are doing for the world.
It's true, Dave. Chris Polozinski, our CEO, was out in Washington, D.C., addressing the United Nations on agriculture and what's going to be needed to feed this growing population of the world. You know, the statistics are very exciting in that we're going to need 70% more food to feed the growing population of over 9 billion by 2050. So lots needs to be done, and Chris Polozinski was there to testify about what's needed.
Yeah, that's impressive. The other part that I wanted to bring up, too, is employment, because I know we have a job fair up at the Earl Brown Heritage Center today for the vets, which is a wonderful event. But in your industry, Lydia, the employment is huge.
It is, Dave. We're going to need to have a lot more employees at Land O'Lakes, a lot more employees here in the Twin Cities, really throughout the state as agriculture grows. And I think what's interesting, too, is here in the state of Minnesota, we have over five Fortune 200 food companies, including Land O'Lakes, and Cargill, General Mills, CHS, Hormel. So there's a lot of activity, lots of opportunity, and Land O'Lakes is going to be growing and doubling our size
Wow.
in the next several years. So more jobs absolutely will be needed.
You know, I remember going over to the Nobel Peace Forum over at Augsburg College this year, and there was a discussion of agriculture and where that's going, and you mentioned the growth, and that's amazing to me because there's really not any more land around here. But what you guys have come up with technologically on the land to bring more product to market is pretty phenomenal.
It is phenomenal. It's really almost like putting someone on the moon today in agriculture. What we can do with GPS and how we can map fields, and we know where in the field a certain type of seed should go or where a different type of water should be used, more water, less water, all the things that are very, very precision agriculture today. And there's just more and more innovation coming. So it is a growth industry and an exciting time to be in agriculture.
And I know you're a big partner of the University of Minnesota in the ag school over there.
Absolutely. The University of Minnesota is a great ag school, and they have produced lots of employees of Land O'Lakes. They have lots of our farmer owners have gone to the University of Minnesota, so we're very fortunate to have that right here in our backyard as well.
Well, this is exciting, Lydia, to have this partnership with the Land O'Lakes studio. Just to me seems kind of a natural marriage here.
It does, Dave. And we're really looking forward to having lots of discussions, lots of exciting topics. And we'll also be going out to the state fair, talking about agriculture there. We're hoping to do a farm city day with you and take folks to the farm so they can hear about that over the programming that we're going to do. And even some things that we're doing in Washington, D.C. As we mentioned, the United Nations was something last year. There's some exciting things coming up this fall that this will be a great way for us to talk about some of these stories and the exciting things going on in the agriculture and food production today.
Well, Lydia, congrats on all the work that you do personally and all the work that Land O'Lakes does. Behind the scenes, a lot of people don't know, so it's great to highlight this, and we will through the coming months. But thanks for giving us a name here at Land O'Lakes Studios at WCCO.
Great. Thank you, Dave.
Lydia Botham, the Director of Public Relations and the Land O'Lakes Foundation, taking the time to join us on this Tuesday morning in CCO Land, where we're checking your traffic and